All right, Channel 10, we're here with Peter from the Media Room team. Now, we spoke to Robbie Buck on Sunday, a couple of days ago, after Bill Gates, and he mentioned Media Room as part of the connected entertainment experience, the vision that the EDD Group has. So we thought we'd learn some more about Media Room. What is Media Room? Peter's here. Peter, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yep.
I was going to say, Media Room is a software platform that lets you deliver television over entirely end-to-end over IP. And the practical upshot of that is, once you move out of the broadcast world into the IP-delivered world, you get over some of the limitations that have plagued broadcast from day one. Biggest one being, there's no room for 1,000 channels of high def on a cable network.
Right.
And you can upgrade satellites to get more high def channels, but they're somewhat inconveniently located in space. So delivering over IP breaks the barrier that has sort of kept cable and satellite stuck with a limited amount of high def. We also do things like, once you have enough transistors and enough connectivity in the network to do clever things, you can fix things like the slow channel change time that the digital cable and satellite suffers from. And you could start to bring the richness of web-based experiences into the TV world and get it over the or get it out of that silo that broadcasters had it in for all this time.
Okay, so at its very kind of basic level, Media Room is IP television. So TV content streamed over the internet, is that correct?
Well, it's delivered using IP technology. The networks that we actually run over are managed networks that the carriers who are delivering the system build. So, for example, AT&T is building out a network called the Lightspeed Network, which will reach about 30 million homes in the U.S. by 2010. And that's that delivers tens of megabits of IP data into the home, and we use that for delivering high-definition video. We use it for delivering other data services over the Lightspeed Network. And those kinds of networks are new and make the Media Room IPTV technology possible.
So this is different to like your cable or DSL connection you have at home?
Yeah, no, it allows the AT&T and other carriers to compete with cable and satellite to deliver video service. But it's actually, it is, in the case of Lightspeed, it is VDSL technology. It's over copper, and you still get tens of megabits of data, which is, with modern video compression, adequate for a really nice high-def TV.
And the content we're talking about, I'm sorry, is traditional TV-style content, so...
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you get all the high-definition broadcast experience that you expect of cable and satellite. The difference is there's just no limitation on the number of services you can get. And that once it's in the IP domain, you can move it around the home, you can record it, you can store it, you can connect to it in ways that you simply can't do on broadcast. So we've started to see people in the PC space really embrace the idea of having lots of content, lots of content available, sharing it, talking about it, discovering stuff. It's enormously satisfying, even though the resolution is bad, and it isn't a high definition experience that you want with a beer in one hand and a remote control in the other. Media Room allows all the versatility and the accessibility of stuff we've seen on the web, but with a high production value of a high def TV service. And TV today is right at that point where the difference between it being broadcast and being a connected two-way IP experience is pretty much the same as the difference between a disconnected and a connected computer 20 years ago. So we're right at the beginning of that transition, but I think once it happens, we'll wonder what we did when we just had broadcast.
Okay, so can we see a demo? Can we see Media Room in action?
Sure. Let me. We have a Media Room set up here, and as you can see, you've got a program guide, good old-fashioned program guide that shows lots and lots of channels. The difference is, of course, that you can have hundreds or thousands of high-definition channels if you want to. Now we have... on-demand is built into the system, so I can access, from a very large selection of on-demand movies. I have a DVR built into the system. One of the really nice things is, because you don't have any physical limits on where the stuff is being broadcast from, then there's no reason why you can't have programming from all over the world, right? And we could have a version of Media Room with 100 channels of Hindi, 100 channels of Mandarin, 100 channels of Australian, and you're not stuck with the limitations of where the antenna is, or where the broadcast antenna is, or what the bandwidth of the cable is to deliver the service.
Right, so you're actually using Xbox 360 here, is that right?
Yeah, as it turns out, we can put the whole thing in software, so all the video decode and everything that runs the experience is just a software upgrade to an Xbox 360. And British Telecom are going to be deploying this to consumers' homes this summer, and we expect a lot of other service providers to do that. And right now, we're in setup boxes, we're in Xbox 360, over time, we're going to put media room into everything with enough transistors. So, you know, think HD DVD players, think other game consoles, think TV sets. Anything with enough transistors to deliver the service will have the miracle of software get the media room experience into the device. And that's, again, a new way of thinking about TV, because you don't have a physical tuner the way you do on satellite and cable. Now Wi-Fi can be the tuner. The home networking that's in place already can be the tuner. And that means that you'll be able to get your TV not only on the device in the living room where you recorded it, but you can see that same thing TV upstairs with this DVR anywhere capability we have in the system. And eventually you'll be able to see it pretty much on any device which is connected to a network that has a screen that knows about your media room service. And just breaking free of the tethering that's come along with broadcast TV up until now.
Great. So media room available in some countries probably this year, 2008?
No, it's currently shipping. We have a million TVs running media room already. So in North America, it's AT&T, British Telecom, Deutsche Telekom, Reliance Infocom in India. We have about 20 customers around the world, 14 of which have launched commercial services. So you're going to see a lot more of it. You'll see, as these guys start launching in more markets, you'll see it on TV, and it will be available in your area soon, hopefully.
All right, very cool. Peter, thanks very much for your time.
Great. Thank you.